Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's build-up time. Liverpool taking on Blackburn Rovers, final of the domestic friendlies before they jet off to the United States. Chris Pajak joins me, as does Ross Chanley. Let's dive into it. Look, the biggest talking point of this, Chris, was likely to be, following on from Betty, that we knew that Danny Ward was going to be given the opportunity to fight for his Liverpool place or be prove his worth, etc., etc. As we record this, Liverpool have apparently lodged a bid for Alisson. We can't get into that because obviously there's a couple of days this video's got to live, so we won't do too much. But what I guess it does show, whether Liverpool get the deal over the line for Alisson or not, is that Liverpool clearly, if that's true, don't think Ward is capable of shouldering Liverpool's goalkeeping burdens alone, if nothing else. So it's then we've all of us in the space of a couple of days, this has gone from Ward being fighting for the number one shirt to probably more realistically giving Liverpool a decision to make over who's going to be our second choice goalkeeper maybe this year.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a fair point, isn't it? I think it looked for all the world just a few days ago that Ward was going to be fighting for the number one spot. I think it looks likely that Jurgen Klopp's decided that Karius is not going to be able to come back from those mistakes at Liverpool Football Club. Whether he does that in his career or not, who knows? Mm-hmm. If he does go, wish him the best, obviously. It looks like, weirdly, if we were to sign Alisson, we might have the best four goalkeepers we've ever had.
The four goalkeepers any club's ever had.
Which is really weird for a team that hasn't got a good goalkeeper in the squad, though, yeah. They'd have you believe.
That is squad. We've got, but we would all of a sudden have squad depth to match our centre forward squad depth. No one's really, not many of them are really suited to us, or you really want to start the games. But yeah, in terms of overall quality and probably expenditure, Quite high.
I mean, yeah, that would be absolutely mental, would it? But, you know, I'm still excited to see Danny Ward in this game. I think I want to know for myself what level Danny Ward's at, because mm-hmm. it feels like he's had the rough end of the treatment, I suppose, of the stick and stuff. Because
a treatment stick?
Whatever, man. I'm so tired, mate. It just feels like he should have been having opportunities and he's not been getting those opportunities. And I'm almost a little bit sorry for him in that I really was excited to see him as Liverpool's number one, but then equally, if Liverpool go out and sign one of the world's best keepers, I'm sorry, Danny.
Yeah, well, as we were saying, we were joking before we started filming, Ross is there. You would feel a bit sorry for Danny Ward, but some of that is predicated on this notion that he's not being given an opportunity because people are being mean to him, whereas realistically, we'll never know for certain. And let's not dwell too much on this point because it's a bit more negative than we normally go. But if he's not been given an opportunity, it's because he's not good enough to take that opportunity. He's not good enough footy to be Liverpool's goalkeeper. But, I mean, and this is just to expand on Chris's point, it's not necessarily true what he's saying about Karius, because let's be honest, if Ward is garbage, then Karius will probably keep Karius and keep him, you know, as the backup, because you can sell Danny Ward.
Yeah.
You can sell Mignolet. You'd probably struggle to raise buyers for a lot of Karius at this point anyway.
I think it still depends on how Ward performs in this game and Karius's mental state. Mm-hmm. Because loads of people, I said before upstairs, what would you do with Karius if we were to get Alisson in? Well, if he can't keep his head in a game, he's putting him on the bench, good for him. Mm. because he's about to go then, and he's coming off the bench, the fans are going to be exactly the same. We'll go, here we go again. Something's going
to
happen.
Or do we need to buy another? Do we need more goalkeepers?
Danny Ward hasn't had as many opportunities, I think, is the issue, isn't it? And he hasn't made the mistakes, or high-profile mistakes, and hopefully won't do. So what's the harm in going, actually give someone else another chance?
Yeah.
Invested chances, which we've given Carrick, we've given Mingley. That's what people don't want anymore. It's just like, we've been there, done that.
Well, this is the big argument about Liverpool's transfer business. Someone, Chris and I, did a really good bit on the podcast about this, about how Klopp looks like he's favouring seniority. And, you know, if Liverpool do move for a goalkeeper, and this is another thing we're going to be doing a more in-depth special on this on the website, which you can go and check out, which I'll give you more details on in a bit. But this feeds into that notion a bit, doesn't it, Chris? Is that we are not the time for Liverpool to be a place where you learn your trade on the job, and the time where we give opportunities to lads who we think are nice lads and blah blah blah. Maybe we'll get back to being that. Be that when you've won a league title, when the pressure's off. You can afford to blood people in when you've got loads of time on your side, whereas we're starting to get to the tipping point now where if Liverpool aren't competitive at the top end of the league, then it's all well and good having a 7-year plan, but you're going to lose the opportunity to be able to develop people if you're not going to be in the job.
I still think this comes down to Klopp learning on the job, and the longer time he spends in the Premier League, the more he realises this is the hardest league in the world to win. You know, you just don't have six very highly competitive teams trying to win all the other leagues. Mm-hmm. You know, with the greatest of respect to Jürgen, more than anybody else, he won the league in Germany, but he only had to pip one team to it.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, the gulf in class between your Dortmund and your Bayern to everybody else is massive.
Yeah.
So then you can almost win that league, because if you can beat Bayern in those individual games, for example, or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm simplifying this well more than it is. But he's obviously realising that to win this league with this Manchester City side in it, you've got to be ruthless. Yeah. And that's what Jürgen Klopp's being, ruthless. Because he wants to win trophies.
Yeah, ruthless is exactly the word there. And I think it's good, and it's going to be telling, I think, Ross, just looking at this is the last opportunity, I think, for a couple of players to, maybe some of the younger players to impress, so your Ojos and your Kent, etc. But although it's not their last opportunity to impress, I think Origi and Solanke need to start impressing. I qualify this once again, pre-season. We're not seeing the whole picture here, by the way. So they could well be impressing on the training ground, and that is just as important to Jürgen, probably more important to him to some regard. But in a whole sense, Liverpool are going to have to make some brutal decisions in the next couple of weeks. We're carrying too many players, I think, particularly in the forward positions, in the centre forward position. I don't see how we go into the season with Origi, Solanke, Sturridge, and say Brewster and Firmino for that. It stands to reason one of these lads is going to end up either out on loan or transferred. Right now, Daniel Sturridge, weirdly, who started, he was gone. Look, we all had him written off and out the door. Looks loads safer. Solanke and Origi, they could do with impressing. It'll get the fans back on side, if nothing else.
Yeah, I think what he's done as well is he's created healthy competition in every department, mm-hmm. within which I don't think we've had for a couple of years. So now, like you said, their time is running out, because if one of them doesn't impress in the game, I think he's still coming down to the games as well. Yeah. They're not performing in front of the fans or scoring goals, which ultimately we need them to do. Solanke only got one last season, didn't mm-hmm. he? Which wasn't good enough. Origi's had his chance, and he's probably 50-50 of what's going on. I think we need to perform before they go on the pre-season tour in this game, and then make a mark of, like, say Origi going, this is my chance, I want that spot or Sturridge. But I think it's healthy for us to have the options of who we want and say, well, if you're not performing, then
you look at the likes of what Wilson's been able to do this pre-season already, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? He bags a couple of goals in one of the first games, and he's exciting, and you know that this lad can perform at a decent level. Yet, we've already kind of made the decision, it looks like, that he's going out on loan. Well, this is a lad that's performed well in pre-season, much better than Dom Solanke's performed and Divock Origi's performed in front of our eyes anyway. Yeah. So what it stands to reason that they need to do something as well. Because if Harry Wilson can perform and not get in, then what are the lads who aren't performing doing?
Yeah, that's it. And this is the thing. we will probably keep one of them. We may keep all of them, but it will just look, pre-season performance doesn't necessarily have a great impact, because let's be honest, Dom Solanke looked amazing last summer. He was tearing
maybe
up
scoring
goals.
Maybe we don't want him to score this time.
Maybe that's the plan, Chris. Don't waste your goals. Save all them goals for the season. Maybe that's the new approach to all this.
Finally learned from Pacheco.
If only someone could have told Suso. Could have all been very different for him. But, you know, it comes down to, and I did a little bit in the Echo last week, and just from a fan perspective, I think we'd all feel loads more relaxed about it, because I think we're all like coming round to the Sturridge thing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't think, if you turn around and say Daniel Sturridge is going to leave, I think we'd all go, yeah, fair play. We'd still go, fair play. He's had his time, he's had a shot. We know he doesn't fit. But that will not allay our fears to who's left in the squad. We could all do with, look, Jürgen may not need this, so ultimately it doesn't really matter. But just from us watching it, you know, I'd like to go into the season knowing that, well, we've brought Shaqiri in, so you can see that we've got left-footed, talented cover for the right wing. We still probably lack it for the left wing to some extent, and Nabil Fekir coming in would make us feel a bit more relaxed about our attacking depth in a general sense. We've increased the midfield, you can see that. Goalkeeper bids make us feel a bit more relaxed about that. But it still comes down to that. Who's going to... If Firmino can't play, what are we doing? We might yet find that there's a solution that we're not privy to, and it's Salah, Shaqiri on the right, whatever. So it's maybe not as important as we're putting on it, but that's who we are. That's what we are as fans. We don't necessarily know what the questions or the answers are, but we have fears anyway. Yeah, exactly. And it would be more. But I would feel loads better if one of them lads would just smack one in. I just don't think we've seen enough of anything of them really. You know, Origi's got in a couple of times, which maybe say. You know, look, you know, he's still getting in the right places to do things. His finishing's not quite been there or whatever. Solanke kind of impressed a bit less, I don't know.
Sturridge looked all right again against Chester. Like, his finishing is obviously what he's good at, but then you always have that worry in the back of your mind of going, well, is he going to be injured for 3 months?
Yeah,
that's the risk, isn't it?
Well, eternally, isn't it? That will be the eternal question with Daniel Sturridge. But it's still telling that he scored more goals than our other. I think actually more goals than Ings and Solanke combined last season, even in half a season and half a season of cameo appearances as well. As I mentioned, then we're going to do we're going to be recording a bit of an Alisson special. Not the Alisson special that we will be recording if he was to actually complete a signing for Liverpool, but obviously it's everything everyone really wants to talk about at the moment. So, go and check that out. We'll be doing that and talking about the potential excitement around all that, of course. I can't see Courtois coming to Liverpool. I can't see Oblak being a thing likely to be happening. And then beneath Alisson, then you're talking Nick Pope, Jack Butland kind of things. Yeah. It's very important that Liverpool get this. If they're going to do this deal, they do it right.
Yeah, Liverpool are now looking to sign one of the best 10 goalkeepers in the world, maybe a top 5 goalkeeper. Of course, it's an absolute no-brainer. If the guy becomes available and you think you can get him, and Liverpool clearly think that they can get him, then you absolutely go for him. Does the lad fit your style of play? Yes, he does. Is he great at reflex saves? Yes, he does. Is position absolutely spot on? Yes, it is. Is he available and can you get him? Yes, Okay, and have we got a goalkeeper that we don't trust? Yes, let's get this shit done, yeah. Please, now.
That's the other point, is he available? Because as soon as he doesn't become, you're limited to Oblak and someone else, and then you're in a position where you've got Karius, and I said this in the summer as well, of get to next year, and there's no goalkeepers available, and you're stuck with the choice of Poland, and they're not upgrade.
There you go, exciting times to be a Redmen subscriber, so get over to theredmentv.com, start your free month trial, see what it's all about. Stats and tactics coming up this week, as I say, in-depth, detailed analysis and chat around transfers, around matches, everything to do with Liverpool. We have got you covered in podcast form and in video form, so if you want to listen on the go, you can watch on your laptop, and you can basically pick it up in your podcast app and get on the bus and commute your way and carry on. So yeah, we've got you covered. Get involved. Right,
love you explaining how podcasts work.
No, brilliant. Everyone knows how podcasts work, but I'm explaining the fact that you can go. You don't have to stream it all via video. You can save your data if you're on the move. You can actually download it into your podcast app as well, so you can have it. So if you're going underground, I'm going to explain how tubes work now, which is worse. You can do all that stuff, so do get involved.
Use the headphone socket to plug your headphones in on your phone, put them into your ears and click play as well.
Not if you've got an iPhone, you can't.
No, in that case,
there's literally
nothing you can do.
Right, Sal. Right, Danny Ward in goal, we know that, we've all got that, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Apart from Chris, Moreno over Robbo, any particular reason for that?
I think he likes to change it up a little bit.
But this is your preferred 11.
I think I like to change it up a little.
My thinking, I wonder if yours is the same, Ross, is Ward, if he's going to get this go, he deserves it in front with the best possible back four in front of him.
It is now.
Yeah, I think he's kind of building up the teams that we're playing and you're getting closer towards what our team's going to shape to be like. And it'll be 45 minutes and changing over, but I still think you need that combination play between like Van Dijk and Robertson or Fabinho and Keita and stuff like that. Maybe Lallana needs a chance, and then the two lads on the wing, I still think there's a space there. Mm-hmm. I was quite gutted Harry Wilson went out, because I would have been quite happy with him on one wing and Shaqiri on the other as a backup and for Keir. But I think there's a space for another young lad to stay if we don't buy Moses, Daddy Simon.
Do we think that Ojo, if we're likely to keep one of these wingers, do we think Ojo's in the box seat at the moment?
Funny enough, I got asked this on a news show recently, and personally he is for me, but I've seen more of him in competitive football.
Yeah.
So it's easy to just put that lad ahead because of that. And equally, he looks dangerous whenever he gets the ball, and Ken seems to have a touch less... what's the right word?
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, yeah. He doesn't seem to have as much end product as Ojo when it comes down to it. Like, and my midfield, I've actually thrown Woodburn in with the two lads that I think it's important build a bond up in Fabinho and Keita, because I want to see how he deals with that. And I'd love to see Van Dijk and Gomez play together centre-back.
I think that
would be absolutely great to see.
It's definitely part. I think we talked about this, about what we've seen so far is him experimenting with partnerships. So he's trying to mix it up so everyone gets a feel for playing with everyone. And it does, I agree, to some extent, but I could see this just as much being a continuation of what we've seen so far, where we'll try our best to put two strongish 11s out. We might just see a different vibe, and that makes sense for the centre-back pairing to some extent. We've largely gone similar, I think, in the teams, a couple of different changes, and it depends on whether I went Milner, if only because I just think just to give him a go, but it could quite easily be Keita. I wonder whether we're kind of, your logic makes perfect sense. If we're going for the strongest first half team, then I agree, Keita, Fabinho, Lallana makes sense. I wonder whether Milner, in my instance, Milner would probably still be kept for a senior head in the second team. Exactly, if we went a bit strong in the first half and what have you. But yeah, it's interesting. I think it does feel like, Chris, that's like, you would imagine we'll follow on with the logic that we've had so far, is this is the last chance for him to use as many bodies as possible, and then he's probably going to drill it down. And
I think the likes of Phillips and Camacho and Jones, this might be their last chance, unless they can force his mind to take them over to America or something. Now, I don't know how big the squad is that we're taking to America, but normally this is the time of the season where it falls away slightly and you see lads not getting on buses when they're going to the airport and stuff like...
Poor old Ryan Kent.
Was that Huddersfield, was it?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, maybe, when everybody just literally got onto the bus and then went over to America and Kent got a
Uber. Well, we saw it with Harry Wilson the other day, didn't we? He got into his own taxi outside Tranmere and hasn't been involved in these games since. Like, so yeah, when you get, you start to get a hint, and you know, ultimately, if you're not, if you're not on the US tour, if you're Ryan Kent and Shea Ogun, you're not on the US tour, you're out, you're pretty much out on loan this season, aren't you? But I do want, it makes you wonder, doesn't it, whether, because we've, and we've talked a bit about this, and we're going to be doing more on this, about, like, you know, what kind of players are going to be available and what condition they're going to be in by the time that the season starts, whether there's a, you do go a bit heavier in terms of squad this season. This is a big topic on the podcast, Chris, and whether we might actually see one of these lads next season and last season, they get, they're getting launched, whereas we might see us go, if nothing else on the US tour, we might see us keep an Ojo, because you're not getting Salah and Mane back until mid-tour. I think that's right. That Dortmund game, so we probably do need more bodies for the Dortmund game.
There's only like a 2-day gap in between one of the games as well, isn't there? Is it the City and the United games? Yeah. That makes a massive difference to it. When is that right? Two days?
Wednesday to Saturday, I think it
it's
is.
Thursday, ours. That's probably why I'm looking at the English calendar.
Yeah.
It's not a huge gap regardless. And I think when you're doing intensive training, and Klopp does use this as intensive training, can you play those two games a week in pre-season, or will he go, well, there's a side for a 90 minutes, there's another side for 90 minutes, do I need 22, 23, 24, 25 players to be able to do this and make sure that everyone can be rested if they need to be substituted and stuff? So you never truly know what Jürgen's going to do in these pre-season tours. Obviously, the more you see them, the better idea you get, but without knowing his plans for the season, it's impossible to predict.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, looking forward to it. We're going to be there. And if you are, let us know in the comments below, or tweet us at the Redmen TV. Always good to say hello to people. I mean, no sense in doing score predictions. They are for shit at this stage of the season, but it'd be exciting to
22-0.
22-0. That would be funny. Watch the Ev smash Betty now. And then, you know, early predictions, Richard Keys will be straight back onto Twitter.
I think that's already been out, hasn't it? At least the jokes are.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Yeah, Lesley, thought we discussed in the comments below. What starting 11 would you prefer to see for the Mighty Reds? Comments below. Chris will be doing the unenviable task of picking his starting 11 prediction.
It's all right, you know, I just throw the lads at the board and I'll see where they stick.
It does literally look like that at this point. So, yeah, obviously shooting for that. And if you want more in-depth and detailed analysis of everything going on around Liverpool, as they get to the redmentv.com, going to be discussing Alisson. We've done a lot on Fekir. We've done just literally loads and loads of stuff. If you need to fill your time between refreshing your Twitter timeline, then we have got your back. Get over to redmentv.com, sign up and start your free month trial. Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.